This is the Delivery Space podcast. Whether you're interested in software delivery, business change, or transformation, we have got some great content lined up for you. We launch into different areas of project delivery and bring you experiences and insights that you won't get from a book. Hi, I'm Nisha. Welcome. This is our episode on the importance of personal branding for agile practitioners. I'm so happy to be joined by Florence Olumodimu. Florence, hello.
Hi.
How is Dallas this morning? That's where you're joining us from. Tell me.
In Dallas, and it's bright and sunny and no rain.
Does it feel like summer is starting?
It feels like spring has definitely come. But that is not necessarily summer, but spring.
Not necessarily summer. Too early for summer, but spring is here, right? Let's get straight into it, Florence. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
My name is Florence Olumodimu. I have marketing communications experience in addition to working the agile space. I currently work with a company called Lululemon. I enjoy working with developers. I am a people person. From the marketing standpoint, I'm known as the content ninja, and I enjoy that. I do a lot of work with young people in STEM back home in West Africa and helping to with capacity development and helping them to get like digital market to get work in the STEM space.
And that's really inspiring. I mean, like people, you're using your skills in that area as well. And are you applying Agile to like working with the youngsters in STEM?
Yes, I do that. With regards to Agile, outside work, I am also a co-founder for a not-for-profit called Agile Disciples, where we help to bridge the gap between people that are just trying to get into the space and do free events to help with skills development and give them opportunities and scenarios that will help them start up their careers in Agile.
I love that. When I was first starting out as an Agile coach, I had the experience of Scrum and had the experience of being a Scrum Master, but understanding and fine-tuning my own radar around like the facilitation skills to bring out, the ways in which I needed to be able to read the room, attune myself to teams I was working with. That is a skill that can only be fostered over time. And the fact that you're helping those that are just starting out is wonderful.
Yeah. And being able to create a safe space where they can come and practice. It's a community of practice, literally, and giving even people that have not yet been able to get that their first job, the opportunity to be in a safe place on a monthly basis to come listen, learn, and also practice, apply what they've learned. It helps them with their confidence. Yeah.
Yeah. Confidence is a massive deal when knowing how to guide your teams, right? And the amount of help that you can get is great within the community. So yeah, thanks for providing that. It'll only make for better agile practitioners under your guidance.
Personal branding is how you perceive by others, how you market yourself to others. And I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to market myself because they think it's very transactional and all that. But it's really about being able to project your authentic self, understanding internally what is the value you bring to the table, and then being able to then project and build that to the best version of you. One thing is, whether you like it or not, we all have a brand. There's a way somebody perceives you. So you can either decide to manage it or let others do it for you.
I agree. I mean, one of our first episodes on this podcast was with a guy called Andrew McCaskill, who helps those, and he helped Sharon and I live on the podcast determine qualities that we didn't really actually acknowledge that we brought to the table and were very much part of our personal brand, which was a great thing because it opens your eyes, right, to what you can actually offer clients that you're working with, organizations that you're working with too.
One quote that I really love about personal branding is the one that Jeff Bezos, your brand is what people say you are when you're not in the room. And this is such an apt definition of what your personal brand is, because your personal brand is your reputation, is what people see about you, what they would describe you to be. And in talking about actually being very intentional about building your personal brand, it's not about saying that you want to be like salesy or transactional about it. Being able to reflect, imagine in 10 years, if somebody was to read something about you, they're reading your proof of them to say about you. What would you want them to say you represent? And of course, your personal brand starts from you yourself knowing what you bring to the table. What do you stand for? What are your values? And that's values with an S. So, I'm someone that if anybody was to talk about me, they'd know that I'm a very creative person. I'm an honest person, or I love to give back. And when you're not in the room, would somebody say, hey, we are trying to get somebody in the delivery space. The first name that pops to mind is Misha, or it's Sharon, or it's Florence. There's an opportunity to work with a branding or marketing team for a conference, maybe an agile conference, and your name comes up. That's because over time, you've been consistent, you've been intentional, and people know you for that.
As some really strong points, Florence. And also, I think it's a chance for you to tell your story. And you should be the one to tell your story, because it's your story, and therefore telling your story kind of reflects your learning, your journey as an agile practitioner, where you are in your learning journey as well. And I think that's really important, because teams can identify with that. I remember recently at some agile coaching, I gave very, very quick intro about myself, but in that I shared how I came about agile coaching, agile practitioners, through watching a scrum master achieve so much more than I was achieving as a dyed-in-the-wool waterfall project manager. And the team were watching me and listening, completely absorbed in what I was saying, because it was direct experience that I was sharing. So yeah, it's a chance to tell your story in your words and connect with who you're trying to connect with, right? And you should be the one to tell your story. So it's really taking ownership of that.
Absolutely. It's about telling that story. Going back to when you asked what are the benefits of personal branding to the agile practitioner, it opens up opportunities. It helps people to get to know you, gets people to trust you. And of course, that's what you need, even whether it's on a team, whether it's in the organizational perspective. And when you have a very good personal brand, whether it's pivoting or it's a promotion or it's getting a new job, it will come to bear, you know. So we have to see ourselves almost like the way brands put so much intentionality in maintaining the brand guidelines. This is our brand promise. But with regards to our brand, our unique features, the brand, whether it's the company or the individual, is also clear about who their audience is. So we can be talking about this personal branding, and we're talking about the agile space. A newbie coming into the industry, it might be from things they've done, for example, on their social presence. Maybe they've written blogs, they've participated in one thing or the other, and they shared it on their social media. And the hiring manager, who is the target audience, in looking into why this particular candidate should stand out, it would be based on some things they've done intentionally about their brand. While there's another candidate, the same certifications, maybe even more certifications, and the person is just a ghost. They can't find anything about that person, not even a simple LinkedIn profile. And the person is just, you know, they filled out the application form on the website and that was it. It's almost like in today's world, it's like you don't exist.
Right.
Did you see that? Now look at the agile practitioner already in an organization. Your team is looking up to you, and that's credibility. Sometimes your personal brand also, you know, adds to your credibility, your expertise, and all that. So your team is looking up to you. Your whole personality will determine whether people actually follow you or, you know, so you can find somebody that in an organization, in a particular cadre, is higher, but there's somebody else with more charisma. The person's story is just so, you know, and there are more people that just swarm towards that person. So it's really important, but you have to know.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And there's a point that you mentioned there, Florence, that really struck a chord with me. And that is when you're talking about agile practitioners who are going in and working with organizations to take on some responsibility to bring about change, to be part of a learning journey of teams within an organization, you have to be able to develop trust with them. And if you're not able to be vulnerable or share what you stand for, then that connection is hard to form, because you've been entrusted with and the learning journey of others, that's quite a big deal. And for people to know you, know your background in terms of your experience, know how to connect to you, and yeah, be able to see on your social media how you're interacting with others, how you're sharing your knowledge in that space, is a really good yardstick, I believe, to get an overall idea, not a very deep idea, but an overall idea about you before they meet you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very, very important. The leadership, their audience is the organization, the people, the team. At the same time, we could also flip it to the entrepreneur. So you might have somebody that's a small business owner, consulting firm in this agile space, right?
Right.
Their audience would then be different from the leader in a big organization or for the person that's just starting out in that organization. But in all those different scenarios, those different buckets, personal branding is very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And likewise, you know, if you're an agile practitioner that wants to provide coaching as you do to newer agile practitioners, the way that you're connecting with them, the way that you're sharing your story with them, your personal branding with them will be different to the way that you connect with organizations where you're going in to consult.
Yes.
What steps can fellow practitioners take, Florence, to build and maintain a strong personal brand? What would you advise?
All right. So just going back to one of the points I had made earlier, that it actually starts from an internal evaluation. So you have to, first of all, be very, very clear about what your vision is, what you stand for. Then you build from that. Once you are very, very clear about that and you know who your target audience is, and when I keep mentioning target, but target is so important because that would then determine how you, where you need to promote yourself or how you need to promote yourself. Because one analogy I use is I tell people to see themselves as a product. So when you see yourself as a product, you know, with the four P's, that's a basic in marketing. I'm not going to write too complex. So in marketing, you have product, place, promotion, and price. So I can use that four P's to give you an analogy about personal branding. So you see yourself as a product because as a self, individual, you have some unique features. And what makes up your features? It's your experiences, your background. It could be the groups or the associations you belong to when you're in college. It could be the certifications. Different things make up who you are, Nisha, right? So see yourself as a product always. And as a product, just like every other brand, oh, this is what I stand for. And then your vision. So once you're clear about that, then let's move to the second P. The second P is place. Place is the location in the sense of a human, could be the organization, we volunteer in this, you're seen in that. And all those things also add to your experiences and to your story, right? To your personal story. Right. So you're more than just your agile certifications. You're more than just the university you went to. It's those additional things that you're doing that help to strengthen your values, your vision. Then price. Price in the sense of an individual is not how much you're sold for, but your value. So because of your personal brand, the way you actually negotiate your value for your new organization could be totally different because now you've built your brand. The organization wants you there because you're somebody that has been invited for speaking opportunities at conferences. They can see work and things to verify who you are. And they're like, oh, we'd really like to have this person on our team, whether to come in for change or transformation or just to help our organization move to the next level in its growth, right? Once you're very, very clear about you as a product, your features and all those things, just like you would do with a brand, whether it's a software brand or not, you know where you're going to be, which is your place, and then you know your value, which is your price. The final one is promotion. If it was a brand, we'd talk about whether you want to sometimes go and do some press sessions, you know, on TV, radio and all. As an individual, where are the places that you're going to be able to promote yourself? Today, if you're not on LinkedIn, you're doing yourself a disservice. Through LinkedIn, you would open yourself to opportunities, whether it is speaking opportunities, whether it is being able to link up with people that have moved further in their careers. You are able to engage with people. But also, what are you doing offline? COVID is over. Are you going out there, attending conferences, networking, just meetups, meeting people, interacting? Because I was once at a relationship marketing training, and I remember so vividly, this was over 10 years ago, that our trainer said, guess what? You could just be three people away from the president of a country. Yeah, because I might know Nisha, and Nisha knows the prime minister or somebody. You are just 3 points away from the most formidable person you can imagine. But how do you do that? It's by networking. It's by putting yourself out there.
A lot of networking can be done online too. Through COVID, I used the opportunity to network on quite a lot of meetups and attend a lot of agile meetups, not just in the UK, but globally, to open myself up to other communities, other ways of thinking about agile practices as well. I think that can be useful, so you can get out of an immediate circle, but get a refreshed view of how others across the globe are actually applying these techniques.
Yeah. I mean, thanks to technology, we are able to network not just within your local community, but you are able to, like now I'm here in the United States and you're in United Kingdom, and we are able to bring this knowledge to even more people in other cities across the world, right? So it's important that we don't underestimate the power of technology. But unbelievably, there are still some people that either they're really not seeing the importance of their building their personal brand. Like I said, there are people that think, oh, no, personal branding is not for me. But you just do yourself a disservice. Whatever it is you're able to achieve currently without that, imagine if you had your digital put together, because you're not just being intentional about it, but the consistent messaging and authentic to you. Imagine how powerful that could be.
Absolutely. So a good friend of mine introduced me to that feature within LinkedIn, and I was trying to look for my next contract back then. And so I was so shy in even leaving a voice message. And luckily I was coached out of that. But that was my first small step that I took to be representative of myself and not just let my CV do the talking. And slowly, slowly, that snowballed into posting regularly on LinkedIn, meeting other people, you know, other agile practitioners, learning from them, asking them how they were developing their careers. And we had like two and a half years of lockdown, right? That's a lot of time. And within that time, obviously, myself and Sharon cooked up the idea of the podcast to share our experiences and bring some of our mentors and our coaches on board. But it just goes to show, from someone who was scared to even leave that little voice message, you can grow, right? It's not impossible.
Absolutely. Within an organization, there are also opportunities that will come up. I would encourage people that you need to be ready to go out of the box. You need to be ready to step out of your comfort zone, you know. So in your organization, within Agile, we have a lot of community of practice. If there's an opportunity to give a talk there, start small. You don't have to wait until the day a big conference asks you to come be a speaker there. So look out for opportunities, because once you have decided to be intentional with your brand, it's about being able to also, you know, do something different. Be ready to teach. You have so much knowledge. Yes, I know a lot of people say, oh, but I'm shy. Oh, but I don't know. But you have to start somewhere. It might just be just like you're able to facilitate in your team. You might be to volunteer to facilitate your COP, you know, or bring up an idea or the other. And then a lot of people also, in building your personal brand, also look for opportunities external to your team. In the agile scenario, you have cross-functional team activities also, or you have maybe the quarterly planning. Go outside your team, and if there's an opportunity and they're looking for someone to facilitate, or they're looking for someone to come do this or do that, you're already a coach. And a lot of this happens online. Like, I work 100% on remote. So it's not like you have to be in a room of people and you're just like, don't know what to do. You're going to be sitting. So start small, but be ready to volunteer. Right. Opportunity to open up to you. Someone in your organization might be in another external organization, and because you did a really good job facilitating outside your team, you remember your name and more opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great seed for other opportunities. And sometimes we can close down those opportunities because we're scared to jump out of our comfort zone. This is the team I know. This is the team I'm great at working with, rather than, actually, you know what? I've got these tools for facilitation in my bag now. I can go and share these with other teams and see how they react to them. Look at it as an experiment, right? And like you said, you never know who those facilitations will benefit, but also those exercises will actually unleash different thought patterns and different thoughts for those teams to take in and to enhance their own performance. That's what we're really looking for. They get a positive impact out of it. You can, have that satisfaction. But like you say, you don't really know who else is remembering your name because of a positive impact you'd had on a team.
Yeah.
Florence, share how personal branding has helped you on your journey be where you are today as an Agile practitioner.
For me, like I said, it's beyond just the Agile background. I was a waterfall project manager for quite a while also. Because of my marketing experience, I've been able to give value to people within the agile space. So I've worked, for example, as the person that made sure that the branding and marketing part of the regional Scrum gathering that we had for Nigeria. I volunteered, but that my role was that. There's an organization called Women in Agile, Dallas and Fort Worth. I also help there with the branding and the PR and all that. So I am able to bring both my transferable skills, both the agile part and my marketing background into this. And you just be sitting somewhere and they're in a room somewhere where you're not. Going back to Jeff Bezos' definition of what your personal brand is, your personal brand is what people say you are when you're not in the room. When you're not in the room and opportunities are opening up, if you have a good personal brand, people know you for something. Your name will be called.
What a good note to end on. Florence, thank you so much for joining us. If you want our listeners to come away from this with a handful of takeaways, give us a quick summary. What would they be?
Be very, very clear about your vision and what you stand for. Because once you know what you stand for, it's easy for you to have your elevator pitch, which is be able to have your brand statement. Be ready to go out of your comfort zone. Put yourself out there. In a few weeks, a few months, you could be sitting and having a talk with Nisha and Sharon, or it could be putting yourself out there to be a speaker at the next Agile conference.
Thanks, Florence. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Please make sure that you subscribe to us on all of our social media platforms so that you don't miss out on great episodes like this.